May grace from the God of grace and peace from the Prince of Peace be multiplied into our hearts, even this evening hour, as we continue to gather around that precious and holy Word of God. As the brother spoke, it reminds me of the precious words that I have heard from my youth. Oft times we had translation because it had to be that English was our common language. But yet, there was also a special thing I noted there. There was one elder Norwegian lady that came to church every Sunday. And very often, the language was only English, or perhaps Finnish translated to English. And yet she came faithfully. And there, one Christian asked, "Why do you come here?" And she said, "I come here because the children of God are here, and His Spirit is here, and I am nourished even by that fellowship." It was just a week ago that I finished packing to make my journey early Saturday morning. And that evening, I went to visit one 80-year-old man and his wife, for we had just learned that he faced surgery on this Monday. And we talked about the things that are worthwhile. And as I got up to leave, he rose from his chair and he opened his arms and desired that even now, though I have no assurance what will happen on this tomorrow, I want that assurance that my sin is forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus Christ. It's a comfort to be able to face with that assurance, not just by the word of man, but by the power of the Spirit of God. And so, even though I have just learned that the surgery was not possible, it was terminal cancer, yet we need to remember both he, his wife, and family in prayers. And they desire to be remembered unto you. There was also a second call that evening that I made to my brother in faith, Calvin Holmgren in Seattle. And at the conclusion, he said to be very sure to bring my greetings unto each one of you that is here. So be greeted of Brother Alvin Holmgren. But as the brothers have noted in past, the most precious greetings of all is of the living Word of God. And as I have been assured that even as I come before you this evening hour, there are many who by your prayers are upholding me, not only physically, but spiritually, which is most precious. And I feel it. This year, my faith has been tested. And I have to say, thank you, Father, even though it's very hard. Many of you knew that when I was here 17 years ago, it was just a year after I'd had two heart attacks. And my strength is not that strong. And that when God seems to ask me to do more and more, I begin to wonder why. But as each one comes, I have found that there was a bigger blessing in it, even though for this fleshly portion it's difficult. Because then, that which is lasting, that eternal portion, is strengthened. And we can look, but one day we can lay aside this and see Him as He is. For our meditation, I'm going to read from the Gospel of John, the first chapter and the first 13 verses. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, and the first 13 verses, reading in the precious name of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Amen. In the beginning, there was God already, for he is eternal. And his Son was there. And the Spirit of God was there. We can easily understand, perhaps, how God had created all things. And I think there is a very special thing to take note in how he did it. It says, in the beginning things of these matters that God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from darkness. Notice, it is the Word of God by which these things are created. I believe that is very important, so that we would understand not just the creation of natural things that we see, but that we see how those things which pertain to our salvation are by that same Word of God which has been from the beginning of the world. For the power is in that Word of God. For the Scripture tells us that there need to be two witnesses to the truth. And here we have these true witnesses when we come to the hearing of God's word. When we hear his word as it is enlightened by his Spirit. Many would desire to learn with their own carnal wisdom, but we see it is hidden. Even as when Jesus was here on earth, the things that he spoke, it was confusion to them because they did not receive that Spirit. I think likewise that even I, if I read and speak the Word of God, I can only touch an outward ear. But I am very comforted in one thing, that this, when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ arose from the dead, the disciples were there behind locked doors. No man could enter in, but yet the Lord entered in. Thus we begin to see that it is not man that enters into the locked heart of man, but it is the living Word by his Spirit that can enter in and begin to speak. There we can see how those spiritual matters are from a God above alone and not from man. This beginning also tells us that the Word was with God and the Word was God. There are many who might say that Jesus Christ is but a good example of a good man on earth. And they would even devise many schemes to claim that there cannot be that he is God. But if this Word tells us that this Word was God, we must believe, for it is truth also. I believe it is very important that we understand that Jesus Christ is God. For this very reason, that through the fall of Adam and Eve, all became sinners. Before God, there is no man righteous. But now, we come to another word of God that begins to comfort us. When the Word records how the Word of God came through the angel to speak unto Mary and tell her that unto you shall be born a child, and you shall name his name Jesus. But this child shall not be born of the will of the flesh of man, or by the power of man, but it shall be by the Spirit of God, again confirming that beginning of our salvation on earth, wrought, even though we know that the Word also tells us that he is the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. I have difficulty comprehending how these things are, but I realize why. For my mind is finite and limited by time and by distance. And God is infinite and has no limitation. Thus, his Word and his Spirit have no limitations either. For they shall stand when all else fails. I believe it also is accomplished in such a way that it also illustrates unto us the way of salvation. In other words, we're not just talking about history. We're talking about the Word of God in my heart and how it begins to operate and how it begins to bear fruit. One of the texts that I considered, and it's been very precious to me from my youth, have been the words of Isaiah in the 55th chapter. And he tells us of all that he does. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. If we look ahead or behind to the 53rd chapter, we see the beautiful picture, not to our carnal understanding, but to our soul salvation, of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would die in our behalf. And this is the very reason, because he was God, he was without sin, because it was of the Spirit of God rather than the will of man. And thus, while we were still sinners, he sent unto us his Son, that he might die for us and rise again. For he was delivered for our offenses and is raised again for our justification. He is the light unto the world. For he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Again, it teaches us that he is light. When our Lord was here on earth, when he spoke beyond the literal, that he might open up the deeper matters in the heart. And that is where I have some comfort in this Word of God too. For I can't see in every heart and know. I have no way of doing it. But the Spirit of God does, because he is light and sees in the hidden recesses of the heart. I am reminded again of what one brother experienced as he was traveling from the north out to Arizona, and on the way he spoke. And at that little place, one of the Christians brought a neighbor to the services. After the brother had finished speaking, and the neighbor went home with the Christian, she began to complain. She says, what have you done? You must have told that preacher everything I have ever done. There it shows what the power of the Spirit of God was, for he did not know, but that Spirit saw into that deep recess and began to expose that kind of sin and that kind of unbelief, and it could not stand. We don't know always how it's going to work. We don't know the timing. When I was here 17 years ago, I told you of something that had happened. At that time, I had been traveling to Los Angeles area once a month for services. And one Sunday, a young man came and brought two little girls, 5 and 7 years old. I had not seen them before, but before church, he said, "Would you possibly be able to baptize these two girls?" And then he began to talk. And he said, "There's been a burden in my heart. Because in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I went to school. Not the natural school, but Sunday school. And confirmation. I believe it was Brother Andrew Michelson was the confirmation teacher. He said, unfortunately, I did not stay in that word, but I left. I married, and I lived in the way of the world. But that seed that was planted by the Spirit of God began to work in the heart. Light became apparent. And thus, the congregation was joyful that this would take place. But it was yet another month. And then, the man come to me and said, I have a more important matter. I have a burden of sin that needs to be forgiven. And with joy, I was able to proclaim unto him the forgiveness of sins in the name and the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. It reminds me of how it is not our work, but God's Word and God's Spirit that does the work. And we are to work together rather than think that I can take some credit. Before the services started and the meetings started, I was visiting at the host where I was staying at the time, and he brought up something concerning the various gifts that God gives unto children of God. And he said that the Word of God tells us that how can we be proud of something that is not of our own, but it is of the gift of God. Or likewise, that he reminds us that all of the body of believers work together for the common good. Not that one would be lifted up over another. For the apostle speaks concerning these matters, where people began divisions because of these things and developed a following after man rather than after the work of God. But we ought to remember that we are all laborers in that vineyard, and each one is but a piece, a member, to do his part according to the Spirit of God. We see that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, he speaks of John the Baptist, the forerunner, the one to prepare the way. Because without the knowledge of sin, there is no need for the forgiveness of sins. I had a recent experience again It was about a 200-mile trip. I went to see a relatively young grandmother. She had given up her daughter for adoption at birth and had never seen her until very recently. But fortunately, that daughter had been raised in a Christian home. And there came a desire to seek out that mother. And she found her. But she had a concern for her soul's salvation. So I got a word from the Western Mission, can you possibly go and see her? But all I had was a name and an address. No way to contact to find out whether we would be welcome or not. Fortunately, we were able to find the place. It was not quite easy, but God provides. When I come to a dead end in the road, I didn't know where it went because the map said there's a road here and there wasn't. I almost gave up. But I turned around and tried again. And I found that we can go around. When we got there, my wife introduced us. And she welcomed us, which I was thankful for. We began to talk a little bit to get to know. She has cancer, and it's terminal. And at first she says, well, I don't know why I have it. She didn't know too much, it seemed. But as we continue to talk, pretty soon she says, no, yes. She showed a cigarette, she says, I know why. She had got this confidence that we came there in love and concern, that she could dare talk a little bit. We spoke a little bit about the matters of salvation, but I could see that her strength would not last any much longer. So I shared with her the experience that Brother Alvin Holmgren wrote concerning Julie Helm as a nurse, of how a patient had been constantly crying. And finally, a physician who knew Julie Helm sent the patient down to her floor, to her station. And when Julie came to that patient, she was crying. She says, why are you crying? And she cried out, my sins, my sins. And she began to speak to her of that ambassadorship that the children of God have to preach repentance and remission of sins. And she said, God's Spirit is speaking through you. I could see then, as I concluded this with this grandmother, that it had touched her heart. We had made known the way. But there is another aspect. At that point, we had found out why we could not have called her in advance. She had an unlisted phone. But she did give us her phone number. And she asked to pray. At this time, I could not pronounce the forgiveness of sins because yet the Word of God had not completed its work, but yet the evidence of the beginning of it. And she now knows. And she will be contacted to follow up. But I think we need to know that we not go ahead of God in these things. Brother Ken this morning used a text that seemed to just open my heart. It was very special to me. And toward the latter part, there were two things that were very special. When the Lord called this blind Bartimaeus to come forth, the first thing he did, what? He took off his garment. Why? To take off his garment, it exposes him. It tells us, I am a sinner. Is that not what it is? Before God, all things are seen. And then he cries out, have mercy upon me. God works in due time. But beloved, if you're one who are in this hearing and yet have not found that peace and that assurance, the Word of God also tells us that today is the acceptable day. This is the time where that child of God who can, in the name and blood of Jesus, assure you of the forgiveness of your sins, and that spirit and that faith will be that then which will sustain you. For these are the gifts of God. They're not of works of men. This man came into the world, and the world knew him not. Human understanding does not come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is by the power of the Spirit of God that that light may enter in to the darkened heart and illumine it. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He had his own people, and yet they would not hear. They would not believe, because they looked not for a Savior, but one who would relieve them of the oppression of the Roman government. But there is a far greater oppression. It is the weight of sin upon our conscience. That is what he came to relieve, that his soul might be freed. But it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
I really hate to interrupt this sermon, but there's three little children that claim that their Zeppel is in a van outside, and the local security would like to talk to the parents.
We have here heard of things concerning believing in his name, being born. But he is not talking about a natural birth. But again, it is speaking of that Word which had created heaven and earth and all things therein. We are speaking about those things where this fleshly portion does not repent and become Christian. But as our brother had already clearly explained, that our Lord Jesus Christ resides and rules in that new man within, born of the Spirit and the Word. then this carnal portion becomes a follower, becomes a servant. But yet it is very contrary often. But it is very precious to me to know that it says, first of all, to them who hear, he gave them power to become the sons of God. It was not of their own power, their own volition, that I have chosen you, but he has chosen me. He has loved me first and called me. And so often yet, we find that he does this, speaking to us. There was a little experience when I was a little child, perhaps close to a teenage age. I'd been playing with one of the very few neighbor boys there were. He was not a Christian boy. And my mother had heard me overheard me say something. I'd used a word that I really didn't even know what it meant. But I thought, well, it's not a swear word or anything. I'm trying to be sort of emphatic. But she brought me into the other room and sent the neighbor boy home. My father began to speak to me. I don't know what words he used, but I know one thing. It began to work in my heart. I realized I had been foolish in using language I didn't understand. And God gave me the power to seek for forgiveness and to believe it. And to overcome that. It's sometimes pretty difficult. But yet, God is the one who is our source of strength. Sometimes men would like to work these things in their own way. The Word of God describes how When the Apostle Paul says that I have laid a foundation, which is Jesus Christ, and others will build thereon, but be careful how you build thereon. And then he describes six building materials: hay, wood, and stubble, and gold, silver, and precious stones. Three are of the earth, and three are contained within the earth, but not of the earth. I don't really understand the specific understandings for wood, hay, and stubble, but there are some thoughts concerning this. A warning, because he says, these works will be tested by fire. It says, our God is a consuming fire, for his word shall seek out that which is not according to the will of God, but according to the will of the flesh. And I think sometimes we see that wood is burned to create a fire. That sometimes men, desiring to have some natural fruit, will try to drive the human emotion in order to appear to give fruit, which is not acceptable. I was very surprised many years ago at a Bible study when we were talking about the Spirit of God, and one lady says, well, that's just our emotions. Our emotions cannot be of God. Yes, it is possible that the Spirit of God will move our emotions, but also the enemy can do the same thing, that it might be a false fruit. There are many other things in this that have gone from me now, but I understand that we can have a fleshly zeal that is dangerous, and we should be thankful when that Word of God begins to expose that. But those fruits, those precious stones, those silver and gold, are things which are purified by fire. And thus they are illustrating, I believe, faith, hope, and charity. The gifts of God, they shall stand, and they shall bear fruit. For again, I think of how Isaiah had written concerning these things and said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent. May God grant that that love which He has loved us so dearly and called us will also cause that fruit. Not works of man, but the evidence of that fruit, of that faith, of the gift of God. Beloved, His Word and His Spirit will stand. And in His power we have strength. May God grant that each one of us may have that assurance tonight that their sin is washed away in the name and the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven, we thank Thee for Thy Word. And we understand that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and the glory might be unto Thee and of Thee. And we are not kept by the words of mighty wisdom of men, but we are kept by the power of the Spirit of God unto salvation. Dear Father, call yet those whose hearts have been yet hardened, who have not turned to the hearing, to being hearers and doers of the Word. We ask, dear Father, for Your protecting hand over us, that when our faith is tried, when we have trials and temptations, remind us that the trial of our faith is far more precious than silver or gold, that it might be found unto honor and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask in His holy and blessed name. And now the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Almighty God, dear Father in heaven, we thank Thee that Thou hast promised to be with all Your children at this moment and this hour, and also in the days to come. O Heavenly Father, we pray that our hearts may, together, as we are all gathered here tonight, be turned to Thee. And, O Lord, if Thou would feed us with the bread of heaven, strengthen us, O Lord, in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Teach us, O Father, out of Thy word. Grant us, O Lord, the enlightenment to understand the just shall live by faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that Thy name may be honored among us here tonight, not only in word, but also in the hearts of those who receive Thy word, that we may not be only the hearers of Thy word, but the doers of that work. Dear Lord, we pray for the unsaved, that Thou would speak unto that dear heart, unto the burdened, unto the unbelieving, the fearful. Dear Heavenly Father, draw them unto Thyself. May the throne of grace be revealed unto them, the completed work of redemption be made known unto their hearts. Father, we pray for the young people. There are so many who are struggling, who do not feel that they are worthy to be the followers of Christ, to be called a Christian. O Father, grant unto them the understanding, the vision from heaven above, the revelation of Christ Jesus into their hearts, that they may also with confidence be able to know and say that it is in Christ Jesus I find my perfection. Dear Father, hear us now as together we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Heaven's apostel säger,
the Lord's apostle states,
allt vad vi gör i ord eller I gärning,
all that we do in word or deed,
gör vi allt I vår Herres Jesu namn.
We do all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Och vi tackar Gud och Fadern vid honom.
We thank the Lord our Father through Him.
Och vi har allerede I denna dyrebara dag,
we have already in this precious day,
varit samlat omkring detta.
We gathered around the high name of our Lord Jesus. We also in this time gather around His name. I will also in this precious time
framföra hilsningar till er alla.
Bring greetings unto all of you.
Från Guds barn där uppe I Nord-Norge.
From the children of God from northern Norway.
Men jag vill också ta den frimodigheten till mig.
I will also take this freedom for myself.
Och hilsa på er med den för Guds barn så välkända hilsen.
To greet you children of God with this well-known greeting.
Nämligen den apostoliska.
Namely the apostolic greeting.
Nåde vare med eder.
Grace be unto you.
Och fred ifrån Gud vår fader.
And peace from God our Father.
Och den Herren Jesus Kristus.
And our Lord Jesus Christ.
Och vi må ju säga att det är ju en hilsning som icke är bara ifrån denna jorden.
We must also say that this greeting is not just from this earth or from
this
world.
Men den kommer helt ifrån himmelen.
But it comes all the way from heaven.
I kraft av den helige ande.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Och jag tror också så gott om det är alla Guds barn ikväll.
I believe also with all of us children here tonight.
Att det har heller inte kommit samman ikväll.
We have not gathered here this evening.
Till en färdig församling.
To a already prepared service.
Men att det har gått i förbön också på denna kvällsförsamling.
But we have also gone in prayer in behalf of this evening service.
Vi vet att vi kan ingenting ta om icke det blir gitt oss ifrån himmelen.
We know that we cannot take anything unless it is given unto us from heaven.
Därför i tro och tillit på Guds barns förböner.
Therefore when two or three are gathered in the name or in prayer.
Och för tröste på Guds barns förböner.
And that we and speak in prayer.
In the trust of the prayer of
God. We believe that in prayer.
Och att den helige ande kommer oss allesammen till hjälp.
That the Holy Spirit comes to help every one of us.
Och det är den som ska tala.
For it is he who is to speak.
Och alla dem som ska höra.
And all of us who will hear.
Och vi ska ta med den nåde och den gåva som Gud ger.
And we shall receive that gift through grace that is given unto us from God.
Ska vi försöka läsa från det förut nedskrivna Guds ord.
Shall we now read the forewritten word of God.
Ifra Markus evangeliums 13:e kapitel.
From the Gospel according to Saint Mark, the 13th chapter.
Ifra det 20:e vers och till och med det 31:e.
From the 20th verse through verse 31. And the word of our Lord is as follows in Jesus' name. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen.
Ja, detta var ditt ord, helige far.
These are the words, the holy words of God.
Helige du oss i din sannhet.
Holy art thou in your truth.
För ditt ord är en evig sannhet.
For your word is eternal truth.
Här har vi läst ett stycke vad Jesus själv har talat medan han var här på jorden.
Here we have read a portion of the word that Christ himself spoke while he was here on this earth.
Och här förut i det samma kapitlet.
And here we see in the same chapter.
Så talar han om Jerusalems ödeläggelse och om världens ände.
Here he in this same chapter speaks of the destruction of the of Jerusalem and the end of the world.
Så det allvarliga ting som Jesus talar om.
It is a serious matter of which Christ Jesus is speaking of.
Men av det upplästa text så förstår vi.
But of the revealed text we understand.
Att Jesus försöker att trösta sina egna.
He is endeavoring to reveal unto his own.
Och vi hörde allerede i det första verset.
We heard already in the first verse.
Att och vi hörde också i den upplästa text.
And we heard also in the red text.
Att där var också många problem.
There were many problems.
Som kommer efter denna tiden.
Which shall enter after this time.
Men som vi sa allerede i det 20:e verset.
As we already said or read in the 20th verse.
När han har talat om denna tiden.
As he has spoken of this time.
Så säger han här för underliga ord.
Then speaks he here of these amazing words.
Att där som icke Herren hade förkortat dessa dagar.
That unless the Lord had shortened these days.
Så blev inte mycket kött.
Then no flesh would be saved.
Och då när det talas om att förkorta dessa dagar.
When he speaks of shortening these days.
Så må vi väl se att vår förnuft blir tillbaka.
We must say that.
The understanding.
That we must understand this shortening of the days.
Och hvordan Gud vil gjøre det.
And how that the Lord will do this.
Det forstår vi ikke.
We do not understand this of our own.
Men hvis vi tar ifra det gamle testamentet.
But if we look into the Old Testament.
Når Gud hadde lovet sitt folk det nye landet.
God had promised unto his children the new land.
Så vet vi at Gud gjorde mange store under.
We know that God did many great things.
För att det som han hade lovat skulle gå i fullbördelse.
That which he had promised would also be fulfilled.
Och bland annat en händelse.
And in together with his work.
Ja. Så husker vi när Josua fick så många fiender.
When Joshua came against so many enemies.
Att dagen blev för kort.
That the day was too short.
Så förlängde Gud dagen.
So then the Lord lengthened the days.
Han stoppade den naturliga solen.
He stopped the natural sun.
Och Josua ber i sin bön.
And Joshua there prayed.
Att sol står stille.
That the sun should stand still.
Och måne i Aions dal.
And that the moon also.
Och då förstår vi det att det är stora ting som Gud kan göra.
Then we understand that there are great things that God can do.
När han vill fullbyrda det han har lovat.
When he wants to or when he fulfills that which he has promised.
Han hade lovat Abraham och patriarken det utlovade Kanaans land.
He had promised Abraham and the patriarchs the promised land.
Men han har också lovat oss sista tiders Guds barn.
He has also promised this unto his children of this day.
Och jag ser att här är så mycket unga folk.
I can see here that there are so many young people.
Och när vi vet att det är en vansklig tid som vi lever i.
When we understand that these are difficult times that we live in.
Så behöver vi all den tröst och den hjälp som Guds ord kan ge.
Then we must also understand we need all the help that God can give unto us.
Och det är ingen andre som kan ge oss hjälp till att komma fram till det som Gud har lovat oss.
There is no one else who can give this help unto his children that we may safely reach the end of our journey.
Nämligen Guds ord.
But only God's word.
Och David säger om Guds ord.
Then we see in God's word. David spoke in his word.
Att det var en lykte på vår fot.
It was a
och ett ljus på all vår stig.
The word is as a light unto our pathway.
Och där är ingenting annat som kan leda oss Guds barn.
There is nothing else that can lead God's children.
Och det ser vi med det stora undret med Josua.
There we see this great matter with Joshua.
För det är ingenting som är omöjligt för Gud.
There is nothing that is impossible for God.
Det som är omöjligt för oss människor.
It is impossible for us who are men.
Det är möjligt för Gud.
But that it is possible for God.
Men när vår förnuft inte mer förstår.
When our understanding is no longer able to comprehend.
Då först kan Gud komma in och hjälpa.
Then God enters in to help.
Det har vi så många exempel på ifrån
Guds ord. We have so many examples of this.
Det ser vi bara med Abraham och Sara.
We see this in the case of Abraham and Sarah.
Att Gud kunde icke fullbyrda sitt löfte för Abraham och Sara.
That God could not fulfill his promise unto Abraham and Sarah.
För alla mänskliga möjligheter var ute.
When all the possibilities of man had come to an end.
Sara var blivit så gammal att det fanns ingen möjlighet att födas barn.
When Sarah became so old that there was no possibility that she would be able to conceive on her own.
Då först kunde Gud komma in och hjälpa.
Then God entered in and helped.
Men vi människor är många gånger slik.
Us as mankind we are many times this way.
Att vi vill gå föran Gud.
That we want to go ahead of God.
Och vi vill ta saken i vår egen hand.
We want to take these matters or God's matters in our own hands.
Och därför lever vi en farlig tid.
Therefore we live in dangerous times.
Och vi hör det här vad Jesus sa i den upplästa texten.
We see in what Jesus said in this red text.
Att det vill komma dem som vill komma och med vrång lära.
There are those who will come with wrong teaching.
och det står här om det var möjligt så skulle också de utvalde fare ville.
That if it was possible, the very elect would be lost.
Men när de gamla har talat om denna möjligheten.
When the elders have taught concerning this possibility.
Så har de förstått det slike för.
They have understood it in this way before.
Att det var inte möjligt att föra de utvalde ville.
It is impossible for the elect to be lost.
Många kallt men få är utvalde.
There are many who are called.
Och få är utvalda.
And there are many who are called, but few are chosen.
Men som man då sa här.
As we see here.
Vad som vill då ske i de sista dagarna.
What does it say concerning the last days?
Och vi läste förunderliga ting här i fortsättningen.
We read an amazing thing here.
Han säger här, visst vi läser ifrån det.
As we read here in the 24th verse.
Men i de dagar ska trängsel ska solen bli för mörket.
In those days the sun shall be darkened.
Och för att solen ska kunna bli mörken.
And that the sun should be darkened.
Så må månen gå framför solen.
Then the moon goes before the sun or in front of the sun.
Och vad betyder det i andlig mening?
What does this mean in a spiritual way?
När människans förnuft går framför Guds ord.
When man's understanding goes in front or before the wisdom or the mind of God.
Och solen, det är ju Guds ord.
God's or the sun is God's word.
Och när människans förnuft går framför den.
When the understanding of man goes before the word of God.
Så blir det så som Jesus här säger.
Then it will happen as Jesus here has said.
Då börjar de säga att de kom hit och kom dit.
Then they will begin to say to go here and go there.
Och de vill göra många kraftiga gärningar i hans namn.
They will then begin to do many mighty works.
Men kära sista tiders Guds barn.
Dearly beloved children of the last day.
Och i särdeleshet i unga.
And unto you young people.
Det ska icke höra på de främmande röster.
Don't listen unto the strange voices.
Men bli där vad de har lärt av deras föräldrar.
But listen unto that and read that which the elders have taught.
Och du som allerede som barn har begynt att kanske gå i söndagsskolan.
And you who have read and learned from Sunday school.
Och som också har gått därefter och hört Guds ord.
And you have followed after the hearing of God's word.
Det hördes många röster i den tiden som
there are many voices in these last days.
Att kom hit och vär med oss.
Come here and follow us.
Och till och med så står det, sa Jesus, ska göra kraftiga gärningar.
And Jesus said that they would do mighty works.
Och därför är det alltså när man gör kraftiga gärningar.
And for that reason, when one does these mighty works.
Så har förnuften lätt för att bli fast i slike ting.
The understanding of man then has is easily attached unto these things.
Och vi har lätt för att glömma vad Guds ord lär.
And it becomes easy then to forget what God's word teaches.
Men vem är det som ska ge oss kraft till att huska vad som står i Guds ord?
And then he who should give us strength to remember what God's word states.
Det är Gud genom den helige ande, genom en levande tro.
It is God who through the Holy Spirit by the living word.
Och så må också om de unga ska bli bevarat i den tiden som vi lever i.
And so that the young people would also be preserved in these days in which we live.
Som om kristendomen klarna på deras eget hjärte.
Then the Christianity must be revealed into their own heart.
Och de må lära sig från barn och ungdomar och få kärlighet i den levande kristendomen.
They must then learn that the love of God is in Christianity.
Det är inte något som man kan tvinga eller slå i någon.
It is impossible to force and to beat someone into Christianity.
Och vi vet att den Herren Jesus, han tvingar ingen med sig.
We know that Jesus does not force anyone to follow him.
Men han går föran sin lilla jorde.
But he goes before his flock.
Och han lockar på dem.
And he calls them gently.
Och det står om hans får.
It is written concerning his sheep.
Att de känner hans röst.
They know his voice.
Och så följer de efter.
And they follow him.
Men när människans förnuft får lov att råda.
But when the mind of man is given to to lead.
Ja, att månen går framför solen.
And that the moon, which is the mind of man, goes before or ahead of the sun.
Då kan det snart bli sån.
Then it will soon become this way.
Att det icke dem som ska leda jorden mer går föran.
That he who leads the flock will go before them.
Men den kommer efter fåren.
They then go after the sheep.
Och börjar att jaga dem.
And they begin to chase them and drive them.
Att det och det må det göra.
That this and that you must now do.
Och där uppe i Nord-Norge.
And there up in northern Norway.
Där har vi mycket får och lamm.
There we have many sheep and lambs.
Uppe i fjällen.
Up in the mountains.
Och vi har erfaring på det.
We have this concern concerning that.
Att när vi släpper ut fåren om våren.
In the springtime when we let the sheep out.
Och när vi ska ha in dem igen om hösten.
And then when we shall gather them in the fall.
Så dem som icke har tagit vare på dem under sommaren.
Those who have not taken care of their sheep during the summer.
Så har en väldigt vanskelig jobb om hösten att få dem in.
They have a very difficult time in the fall to gather their sheep in.
Men dem som om sommaren har gått med mat till dem och locket på dem.
Those who in the summertime have gone to their sheep and given them food or bread to eat.
Så kan de bara ropa på dem.
Then they just call their sheep.
Så kommer de frivilligt.
Then they come freely.
Och de kommer med glädje springande.
And they come gladly running.
Och så må det bli den levande kristendomen.
And in this way it is also in living Christianity.
Att den himmelske fader genom sitt levande och livgivande evangelium.
That the heavenly father through his living gospel.
Som han ger genom sin tjänares mun.
He serves through the servants' mouths.
Att de ger mat till Jesu får och lamm.
They give food unto the sheep that belong to God.
Och de känner hyrdens röst.
And they know the voice of their servant.
Och när de hör hans stämme.
And when they hear his voice.
Så kommer de.
They come.
Det går icke att tvinga någon till himmelen.
It is impossible to force anyone to go to heaven.
Människor har lätt för att tänka sån.
Men are left unto themselves to think in this way.
Att vi får problem här.
That when problems arise.
Och det ser vi också när vi har får och lamm.
And that we see also when we have a sheep and lambs.
Visst man får lite problem med dem.
When you have problems developing among them.
Men visst de börjar att slå fåren och lammen.
When they begin to beat the sheep and the lambs into obedience.
Så vill du mista dem.
Then you will lose them.
Och när hösten när du ska ha såna in.
And when in the fog you should bring those in.
Så vill du aldrig få in såna.
It will be impossible to find them and bring them in.
När de ser dig så springer de iväg.
When they see you they run away.
Men som vi sa dem som hade kött dem under sommaren.
But when we see that those who cared for them in the summer.
Dem kom frivilligt in.
Those sheep freely come in.
Och så är det också i den levande kristendomen.
In that way it is also in living Christianity.
Vi behöver inte att tvinga våra barn.
We do not need to force our children.
Och ej heller de unga.
And the young.
Eller någon andra.
Or anyone else.
Men när det går upp för hjärtat.
But when they rises from the heart.
Och när kärligheten mellan den himmelske brudgummen och bruden blir brännande.
When there is love there is between the heavenly bridegroom and the bride.
Så behöver ingen att tvinga.
Then there is no need to force.
Det blir som i det naturliga äktenskapet.
It will become as a natural marriage.
Man vill inte göra ont emot sin hustru.
One does not want to do anything that harms our wife or husband.
Men och det ser vi med Josua där med Josef när han var där i det främmande landet.
We see when Joseph was in the strange land.
Och han var utsatt för många många frestelser.
He was faced with many many temptations there.
Och han hade möjligheter där för det var ju ingen som såg han.
Then, and he had possibility there because no one watched him.
Men vad sa han?
But what did he say when he was faced with temptation?
Hur kan jag göra den stora ondskan?
How can I do this great evil?
Och synda mot min Gud.
And sin against my God.
Och vad var det som var drivkraften i Josefs hjärta?
What was it that was in the heart of Joseph?
Han hade lärt sig hemma att han hade en kärleksfull Gud.
He had learned in his home the love of God his father.
Där var det förhållande mellan brud och brudgum.
There was a relationship between the bride and the bridegroom.
Nämligen Jesu brud och en Herren Jesus är brudgum.
we are namely the bride and the Lord, or the Lord Jesus is the bridegroom.
Och han kunde inte vara otrolig mot han.
We cannot be disobedient toward him.
Men han var lydig till Guds ord.
He was obedient unto unto the word of God.
Och således är det också i den levande kristendomen.
And in that way it is also in living Christianity.
Och vi kan också se med andra unga.
We can also see among other young.
Vi kan för exempel se med Moses.
We can see about Moses.
Han fick se och han fick lära många ting där i Egypt.
He learned and saw many things in Egypt
som han icke likte,
which he did not like.
Men allikevel så kunde han göra en sån beslutning i sitt hjärte.
Nevertheless, he could do this in his heart.
Och det var förunderlig hos en så ung man.
It was amazing that this young man,
han ville hellre lida en liten stund sammen med Guds folk.
He would rather suffer affliction with the children of God
än att ha del allt i det som Egypten hade,
rather than to enjoy all the things that Egypt had to offer,
som ett bild av denna världen och allt vad den har,
and all that the world has to offer.
Men det står vad som gav han kraft till och försaka det.
It is written what gave him strength to forsake these things.
Det står i Guds ord.
It is written in God's word.
Han såg fram emot lönen.
He saw the recompense of the reward.
Och då spör vi, är det möjligt?
Then we ask ourselves this question.
Är det möjligt för barn att se fram emot lönen?
Is it possible for children to see or have respect for the reward?
Jag har själv erfaring därpå.
I myself have this concern.
När evigheten och himmelen blir förklarat för barnen.
When eternity and heaven is revealed unto children.
Och den nya Jerusalem stad.
And the new Jerusalem.
Där var icke någon synd mer.
And there where there is no sin.
Där får de små barnen leka samman med änglarna.
There where the small children are playing together with the angels.
Och jag har själv en liten dotter.
I myself have a young daughter, a small daughter.
Och hon spurte en gång hos sin mamma.
She one time asked her mother, can I one day come enter there to play with the angels? We are not to think that the children do not understand. There are the heaven's revelations into the hearts of the children. The same matter is also possible for the young people. And it is also for us older ones when God gives power to do so.
Och när himmelen blir dyrbar,
when heaven becomes precious,
som Gud genom troen och i den helions kraft,
when God through the word or the holy word and the power of the Holy Spirit,
så blir denna världen mer främmande.
Then this world becomes more strange unto us.
Och vi börjar mer att se uppover.
We begin then to look more and more up.
Vi som vi husker om arken.
As we remember concerning the ark.
Och där var en luke uppe i taket.
There was a window.
Och där,
up above.
Och den kunde man se uppover och därifrån kom lyset.
And then one had to look up through the window through which the light came.
Och lyset det kommer ifrån himmelen.
And the light comes from heaven.
Genom Guds ord.
Through the word of God.
I kraft av den helige ande.
In power through the Holy Spirit.
Och när vi får denna kraften.
And then when we receive this power.
Så ser vi både med Moses och med Josef.
Then we agree with Moses and with Joseph.
Att han fick kraft till att stå emot synden.
They received strength to stand against sin.
Och det är det jag tror som om Gud ska bevara oss sista tidens Guds barn.
And it is in this way that we believe that God will take care of us children in these last days.
Som jag sådan blir predikat ibland oss.
There is this type of word that is spoken among us.
Att vi får himmelen kär.
That for.
Och vi får en längsel efter himmelen.
That we for a longing for heaven.
Men det står här vidare.
It is written here in the Bible.
Och himmelens stjärnor ska falla ned i den 25:e vers.
That the stars of heaven shall fall.
Och vad betyder det med dessa stjärnorna? Vad betyder dessa stjärnorna?
What does the stars mean?
Det är dem som ska, det vi har blivit lärt så.
It has been taught in this way.
Att dessa stjärnor är dem som ska visa oss vägen med Guds ord.
The stars are the ones who should show the way written in the word of God.
Och därför vill jag säga till er Guds barn.
For that reason I want to say unto you God's children.
Det ska gå i förbön för dem som ska lära i den sista tiden.
You are to go before God in prayer in behalf of those who shall teach us in these last days.
Så vi icke blir att falla till jorden.
That we would not fall unto this earth or to this ground.
För vi kommer i människors träldom.
So if we enter into the tribulation of men.
Så är det inte länge för vi mister frimodigheten.
It is not long that we will lose our freedom.
Och i den tiden vi nu lever i.
In this time in which we now live.
Så är det viktigt att det evangeliska lys blir satt på lysestaken.
It is important. It is very important that the eternal light would be placed upon the staff.
Ja, och visst vi ser på historien.
As we look into history.
När det begynte att bli kyrkelig förfall i kyrken.
When the
när synden begynte att komma in i kyrkan.
Now when sin, the works of the flesh entered into the church.
Så har vi läst i historien.
We have then read in history.
Att då har det begynt att predika alltså loven eller livets rättfärdighet.
Then it was preached that the law or the righteousness of life or flesh.
Ja, och med den naturliga förstånd.
With the natural man, natural mind.
Och vad vi ser med våra ögon.
When we see with our eyes.
Men vi tar snart fel där.
We see many failures there.
Och då glömmer vi fort Guds kraft.
Then we begin to forget the power of God.
Att vi lär människorna att börja leva bra utan omvändelse.
Then we can, we then begin to believe and teach that man can live well without the power of God.
Ja, och no repentance.
Without repentance.
Och Luther säger att syndernas förlåtelse utan omvändelse.
Luther states that the forgiveness of sins without repentance.
Det är mycket farligt.
It is dangerous, very dangerous.
Och därför skulle ett sådant ord bli lärt ibland oss.
Therefore this word should be taught among us.
Så den levande syndserkännelsen är ibland oss.
That the living knowledge of sin would be among us.
Och det står att till och med himmelens kräfter skulle röras.
It is written here that the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Och det här är också, det är en underlig mening.
This has a spiritual meaning.
Och vi ser i den tiden som vi lever i.
We see in these days in which we live.
Så det är många ting som röras på den underliga himmel.
There are many things that enter or disturb the things of heaven.
Många lärdomsvinner.
There are many teachings.
Ja, såna lärdomsvinder som blåser.
Yes, the many winds or teachings, winds of doctrines that are blowing.
Och efter detta står det här.
After that it is written here.
Så står det att de ska se människorna komma på skyen. I 26.
And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds.
I stor kraft och härlighet.
With great power and glory.
Och då står det att han ska sända ut sina änglar.
Then it is written that he shall send forth his angels.
Och samla sina utvalda från de fyra vindar.
And shall gather together his elect from the four winds.
Från jordens ände till himlens ände.
From the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven.
Så vi ser här att Gud han har sina barn både öst, väst, syd och nord.
We see here that God has his children from the in the east and in the west and the north and south.
I uppståndelsens morgon ska de komma från alla vise vindar.
On the resurrection day they shall all be gathered from the four winds.
Men han lät det här mot slutten här Jesus.
He is teaching here toward the end.
Att vi ska likna fikenträd.
dem.
We shall see the parable of the fig tree.
När saften kommer I grenarna på den.
When her branch is yet tender.
Och bladen börjar springa.
And put it forth leaves.
Och nu tar han en liknelse av det naturliga.
He has here an illustration of the natural.
Och vilken sommar tror vi Jesus här talar om?
And what is taught here in this teaching?
Ja, vilken slags sommar är det vi tror han talar om?
What place here is come do we believe in this teaching?
Och alltså när som Lestadius säger,
as Lestadius states,
att evangeliet sommar,
the gospel, this summer gospel,
ja, har varit som man säger själv där uppe I Norden,
as we say that up in the north,
och han säger för en syndens frostnätter kommer,
before the
när det blir frostnätter om hösten.
When there are nights of frost in the fall.
Och då ödelägger det allt det fina som har växt upp om sommaren.
Then all that which so beautifully has grown up in the summer is destroyed.
Därför har vi orsak att be till Gud.
Then we have a serious matter to pray unto God.
Och för en synden får ödelagt allt det Gud har låtit växa.
Before sin can destroy all that which God has allowed to grow.
Att som det här då står att evighetens sommar skulle komma.
As it is here written that the eternal summer should then come.
Och vi ser om när vi tar en naturlig bild.
As we then take a natural picture.
Och vi tar från himmelens fåglar.
We speak of the birds of heaven.
När det börjar bli mot hösten.
When it is going toward fall.
Så börjar de att samla sig I flockar.
Then they begin to gather together into flocks.
För de beger sig till att flyva till det varmare landet.
Before they begin to fly toward the warmer land.
Och så är det med oss och Guds barn.
So it is also with us God's children.
Vi vill också samlas omkring Guds ord.
We also want to gather around God's word.
Så vi skulle få föde till vår odödliga själar.
That we may receive the food or seed for our hearts or for our souls.
Så liksom dessa små fåglarna när de samlar sig.
As the small birds gather together.
Så har de samlat sig krafter under sommaren.
They have gathered strength for themselves during the summer.
Så de får kraft till att flyga den långa vägen.
They receive strength then. They have strength then to fly the long journey.
Och därför samlas också vi omkring Guds ord.
For that reason we also gather around God's word.
Så vi ska få kraft till att flyga in I det nya och det varma.
That we may receive strength to fly unto the warmer land.
Och som vi allerede har sagt,
as we have already said,
det är Guds ord som ska ge oss denna kraften.
It is God's word that will give us this strength.
Och denna kärligheten må bli tänt I våra hjärtan.
That this love then must be started within our heart.
Som vi hörde här igår kväll.
As we heard here last evening.
Att som det står I de sista bladen I denna boken.
As is written in the last page of this Bible.
När Jesus talar om brud och brudgummen.
When Jesus speaks of the bride and the bridegroom.
Att kom snart här.
Come soon, Lord Jesus.
Och det tillståndet må Gud skapa med sin kraft I våra hjärtan.
When God creates within our own heart.
Han må med sin egen kraft skapa det I våra hjärtan.
With his own strength he creates within our heart.
Människa kan inte med sin egen kraft skapa detta.
Man cannot create that within his own heart.
Och när Gud då har gett kraft.
When God then has given this strength.
Så som då Jesus här säger I liknelsen.
As the Lord here says in this likeness.
Så får dessa himlens sträckfuglar kraft till att flyva.
Then the birds of heaven receive strength to fly.
Och jag tror att det icke länge igen.
I believe it is not long.
För uppbrudets tid kommer.
When the fulfillment of this time shall come.
Att vi Guds barn må fly här ifrån denna världen.
When we God's children must fly from this world.
Och om du skulle vara här min vantroende vän ikväll och höra Guds ord.
If there should be one unbelieving soul here this evening hearing the word of God.
Tänk när Gud tar bort alla Guds barn.
Think when God takes away all his children.
Hvordan ska det bli igen här då I denna världen?
What will it be like then here in this world?
Då blir det bara mörker igen.
It will then be darkness.
Men idag medan du hör Herren din Guds röst.
Today when you shall hear his voice.
Så ska du icke förhärda ditt hjärta.
Harden not your heart.
Men ta emot idag.
But receive today.
Och längsel efter den levande Gud.
And long after the living God.
Det virker till omvändelse som ingen ångrar. Det virker slik att man omvänder sig.
That it will work a repentance within you.
Som ingen kommer till att ångra på.
Which no one will. Godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of within that heart.
Ja. Och som det också stod, där stod här.
As it is also here written.
Så skall också i nyotivande verset. Således skall också i när de ser detta ske.
So in like manner when you shall see these things come to pass.
Vet att han är när på dörren.
Know that it is nigh, even at the doors.
Och det har hänt så många ting.
There are so many things taken place.
Och så mycket av Guds ord är gått i fullbyrdelse.
And so much of God's word is fulfilled.
Vi ser att denna världen håller på att gå i sin upplösning.
We see that the world is going in its own way.
Så vi tror att det inte länge för Jesus kommer.
We believe then that it is not long before Jesus will come.
Därför är det då viktigt, Guds barn.
Therefore it is to this way, God's children.
Som vi allerede här så många gånger har sagt.
As we have here so many times said.
Att vi skulle vara i ett sådant tillstånd.
That we should be of this understanding or of this standing,
att vi skulle vänta på han.
That we should wait for him.
Och det ser vi också aposteln Paulus när han tar farväl.
As the apostle Paul also speaks.
Han säger, nu har jag strid den gode strid.
I have fought the good fight.
Och jag har bevarat troen.
And I have kept the faith.
Och nu är rättfärdighetens krona hänlagt för mig.
Now the crown of righteousness is awaiting me.
Men icke bara för mig.
And not only for me.
Men för alla dem som älskar hans härlighets
but openbaren. For all of them who love his appearing.
Det, och där var ju hemligheten.
And there was this mystery.
Att dem som älskar hans uppenbarelse.
They who shall love his appearing.
Och kött och blod älskar icke det.
Flesh and blood does not love this.
Men Gud kan med sitt ord skapa det inne i vårt hjärta.
But God through his word can create this within our hearts.
Och när vi får detta i vårt hjärta, om vi är ung eller gammal.
When we receive this into our hearts, whether we are young or old.
Så vill alla de problemen som vi talar om bli borta.
Then all the problems which we speak of will be taken away.
För det ser vi när kärligheten är som man ska vara i ett naturligt äktenskap också.
We see then just as love is in a natural relationship
så
or natural marriage.
Så har man inte unödvändiga problem.
Then we don't have any unnecessary problems.
Men visst man inte har en full tillit till den levande Gud.
But if we do not have this fulfilled in toward the living God.
Då blir problemen att komma.
Then the problems will begin to rise.
Och så är det också i ett naturligt hem visst det blir okärlighet i äktenskapet.
Then we also see in a natural home when lovelessness leaves
så
or enters in.
Så blir det likadan i Guds rike.
Then it is also the same in the kingdom of heaven.
Och då begynner människors förnuft att råda.
Then the understanding of men begin to rule.
Och då blir det diskussioner.
Then there begins discussions.
Och som vi sa igår där på den finska sidan.
As we said yesterday on the Finnish side.
Lestadius säger på ett ställe.
Lestadius states in one place.
Och det är allvarliga saker.
It is all serious matters.
Visst den gamle Adam omvänder sig.
If the old man should repent.
Då blir han en farlig kristen.
Then he becomes a dangerous Christian.
Han säger att han då sätter han alla de andra ner i kjelen. Ner i gryta.
Säg det igen. Säg det igen.
Då sätter han alla de andra kristna ner i gryta.
Then he puts all the other children of God down.
Och så står han själv upp på locket.
Then he himself stands upon the cover.
Och så slår han sig på bröstet och säger.
Then he strikes himself upon his breast and says.
Kom och se här en god kristen.
Come here and see this great or good Christian.
Därför har vi orsak att våka i den sista tiden som vi lever i.
Then we have this serious matter to remain awake in these days which we live.
Så icke gammel Adam blir kristen.
That the old Adam does not become a Christian.
Och vi ska veta det att kött och blod ska rike och arva Guds rike.
We will know this, we must know this, that flesh and blood shall not inherit eternal life.
För det är den värsta fienden till den levande kristendomen.
For it is the worst enemy to the living Christianity.
Den har här innanför vår egen skjorta.
We have within our own shirt.
Vi behöver inte gå till vår nabo.
We do not have to go to our neighbor.
Eller att vi behöver göra rum och komma till Amerika. Eller att vi kommer från Europa till Amerika.
Or that we can have to come from Europe to America.
Eller motsatt.
Or the other way.
Men fienden är mycket, mycket närmare.
But the enemy is much closer than that.
Därför har vi stor orsak att be till Gud.
Then we have a serious matter to pray unto God.
Att Gud skulle ge visdom till dem som ska lära i den sista tiden.
That God would give wisdom unto the teachers in the last day.
Så de skulle trivas i sitt underliga hem.
That he would.
Alltså, Guds rike är ett underligt hem.
Ja, jag förstår. Trivas.
Yeah,
that they should manage, that they should get along well in their spiritual home.
Och det är viktigt att barnen trivs i ett naturligt hem.
It is important, or it is a serious matter, that God's children do well in their natural home.
Vi ser visst några barn har varit länge borta.
But we see when children are a long time away.
Och när de då kommer hem.
And then they come home.
Så går de från rum till rum och ser.
Then they go from room to room and they look.
Och ser om det så som förr.
To see if it is the same as it was before.
Och dess längre de har varit borta, så liksom det styrer bara det att gå och komma hem.
The longer they have been away, it is more precious to them when they get home.
Och så behöver det också vara här i Guds nåderike här nere på jorden.
In the same way it is also here for us here in this, in his kingdom on this earth.
När vi öppnar bedehusdörren.
When we open the door to the prayer house.
Så känner vi i vårt hjärta.
Then we feel in our hearts, nu, or then we know in our hearts.
Att nu är jag i mitt underliga hem.
Then we are in our spiritual home.
Och här kan jag vara trygg.
And here there can be a pressing.
Och här kan jag öppna mitt hjärta.
Or he can open my heart.
Och här förstår alla mig.
And here we for, here we understand. Ja, in every way.
Ja, i Guds rike förstår dem en syndare.
In the kingdom of God we understand this sin.
Men när vi är där ute i världen på våra arbetsplatser.
When we are out in the world in our place of work.
Och vi måste arbeta många gånger med de vantroende där.
We must labor many times with the unbelieving.
Och många av ungdomarna måste gå på skolan.
And many times young people must go to school.
Och men när de får lov att komma hem igen.
And then when they come home again.
Och höra Guds ord igen.
And they hear God's word at home.
Att de inte då behöver känna att det är träldom.
Then they can hear that it is not a in bondage.
För när som träldomsånden kommer.
The spirit of bondage, if it should come.
Så kan man inte känna sig fri.
Then one cannot know this freedom.
Men Jesus säger, eller Guds ord säger.
God's word says.
Att den som sönnen har fått lov att frigöra.
He whom the Son of God has made free.
Han är verkligen fri.
He is free indeed.
Och han är inte fri i kördlig frihet.
He is not free in the flesh.
Men han är fri i onden.
He is free in the spirit.
Därför är vi fria Guds barn.
For that reason we are the free children of God.
Att vi kan öppna våra hjärtan för varandra.
That we can open our hearts to one another.
Och dela problemen med varandra.
And there discuss the problems with one another.
Och hvis vi ser att det går dåligt för en.
And then when we see that it does not go well with another.
Att icke då trör han ner.
That we then would not press him down.
Men att vi försöker att lyfta och bära.
But that we would endeavor to lift him up.
Så gör vi med våra egna barn om de får problem.
Then in that way we also deal with our own children and their problems.
Sen vi är naturliga föräldrar.
With our as natural parents.
Vad mycket mer än himmelske fader.
And much more does the heavenly Father.
Och också som Jesus säger.
As Jesus also says.
Och mycket mer ska han icke ge oss den helige ande som beder om.
How much more shall the heavenly Father give the heavenly give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him?
Och det vill jag också säga till dig föräldrar.
I would also want to say unto you parents.
Kanske du syns den vanskelig tid vi lever i.
Perhaps you can see that it is difficult times that we are living in.
Men jag vill ändå säga det.
I want to yet what say unto you,
så som Luther säger,
as Luther says,
vi ska icke glömma bönnen.
We should not forget prayer.
Och det, jag har hört att dem som ber mycket att det är egen rättfärdighet.
They who pray in a spirit of self-righteousness.
Ja, jag har hört, det blir sagt om dem som ber att det är bara egen rättfärdighet.
They thank in their self-righteousness.
Ja, men Luther säger,
but Luther says,
att man ska be mycket,
but one should pray much.
Att om man han säger att det är halvparten av att studera är att be.
Half of our study is to pray.
Så säger Luther själv.
So also Luther says.
Och därför, kära föräldrar och Guds barn.
For that reason, dear parents and God's children.
Vi har kanske många av våra egna och våra kära där i främmande land.
We have many in this foreign land.
Att vi har orsak att be för dem.
We have this concern that we pray for them.
Att icke evighetens klockor skulle begynna ringa.
That the eternal clock should not begin to call out or ring
för
or alarm.
För de har fått omvändelsens nåde.
Before they have repented.
Och det står att en rättfärdig bön förmår mycket.
It is written that the prayer of the
av en rättfärdig den förmår mycket.
Of the righteous availeth much.
Och det står om de änglarna i himmelen.
And it is written concerning angels in heaven.
Som har den gyllene skålen i sin hand.
As they have the golden vials in their hand.
Och i den har den de rättfärdiges bönder.
In those they have the prayers of the righteous.
Som han går fram och slår på det gyllene altaret.
As they go forward and pour on the throne of grace.
Och det stiger upp som en rökelse för den himmelske fader.
And from there then, as a vapor or odor enters into the nostrils of our Father.
Därför, kära Guds barn, glöm icke att be för dem.
For their dear children of God, do not forget to pray for others.
Och vi må be för varandra.
And we must pray for one another.
Och som det står här i det sista verset.
As it is written here in the last verse.
Att himmel och jord skall förgå.
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Men mina ord skall ingenlunde förgå.
But my word shall not pass away.
Alltså det vad Gud har sagt i sitt ord, det blir stående fast.
And that which God has spoken in his word shall remain steadfast.
Det är inte som när vi säger något.
It is not what we, if we should say something.
Vi kan snart förändra mening.
We shall soon or quickly change our meaning.
Men det Gud en gång har sagt och lovat.
That which God has said at any time or in the beginning.
Så det vill han hålla fast i.
He holds fast unto that.
Och hans löfte. Dem står fast.
And his promises remain steadfast.
Därför ska vi vara förtröstet på det Gud har lovat i sitt ord.
Therefore we shall have confidence in that which the Lord has promised.
Så vi icke begynner att misströsta.
That we should not begin to lose confidence or mistrust.
Och det är bara Gud genom den helige ande som kan ge denna trösten.
It is God who gives his strength to the Holy Spirit.
Genom sitt ord.
Through his holy word.
Därför, kära Guds barn,
for that reason, beloved God's children,
så ska vi hålla fast som vi sa.
Therefore we shall hold fast that which is spoken.
Där hvor vi har fått liv och där hvor vi har fått salighet.
There we have received life and righteousness.
Och du kära barn, där också där hvor du har hört Guds ord första gången.
Dear children of God, you have there where you heard the word the first time.
Bli bestående i det du har fått.
And remain steadfast in that which you received.
Så ska ingen ta din krone.
There shall no one take away your crown.
Men denna kraften må vi få fra Gud.
But that strength we will receive from our God.
For i vårt eget kjød og vårt eget blod er det ingen kraft.
In our own flesh and blood there is no strength.
Men i den hellige ånd, den formår å hjelpe oss.
But in the Holy Spirit we receive strength to help us.
Så ingen blir tillbaka här i tiden.
That no one should be left behind.
Och vi har det, och jag vill önska här till slut.
I would hope here at in the end.
Att alla dem som är kommen för att höra Guds ord idag.
All you who have come to hear the word of God today.
Att när evighetens klockor börjar ringa.
When the eternal clock begins to call or strike.
Att själv du mest misslyckade vän som är kommen för att höra Guds ord.
If the last one who has come to hear the word of God,
att du också är med den dagen,
that you also are with on that last day,
att också jag är med den dagen,
and that I also would be there on the last day,
att ingen av oss blir tillbaka här i tiden,
that no one would be left behind here in time,
och det alla som har lagt sin fot in på den smala vägen,
all everyone who has placed his foot onto this narrow way,
att Gud ger er kraft här till att vandra helt fram,
that God will give you strength to journey here,
och jag vill önska det till sist,
I will also hope here at the end,
när det gäller kristendomen,
as we think of Christianity,
att vi där uppe i Europa,
that we who are in up in Europe,
och dere här i Amerika,
and you here in America,
att Gud skulle bevara oss alla,
that God would preserve us all,
och att vi skulle få den kraften av han,
that we should receive strength from him,
så att vi blir bestående i det vi har fått,
that we would remain steadfast in that which we have received,
och så som Lestadius i en lignelse säger,
as Lestadius also states,
när Jesu brud ska hålla intåg i det nya Jerusalem,
when Jesus then we enter into the new Jerusalem,
att vi när vi då mötes,
then we then are released,
att vi som har lärt att känna varandra här i tiden,
we who have come to know one another here in time,
att vi då kan önska varandra välkommen,
then we shall, then there we shall greet one another with welcome,
och där ska det inte mer vara några problem,
then there shall not be no more problems,
det blir en helt annan världen,
there will be an altogether another world,
och där ska aldrig solen gå ner,
there the sun shall never go down,
för Gud själv ska själv där vara solen,
for God himself shall be the sun,
och där ska vi få lov att sitta till bords,
and there we shall receive permission to sit at his table,
med Abraham, med Isak och med Jakob,
with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
och Jesus går fram och tjänar sina,
and Jesus shall come forth and serve us,
och så vill jag ända lägga det på det Guds barn,
I want to also this matter make known to you, God's children,
husk på oss också där uppe,
remember us there in northern Norway,
vi har en hjärtens vilja som Gud har gett oss,
we have this heart's desire as God has given us,
att vi vill komma till himmelen,
that we want to also enter into heaven,
och det vill att vi kommer varandra i bön,
that we would also come together in prayer,
att så länge det hör att jag är på denna jorden,
as long as you hear that I am still in this world,
att jag skulle bli bevarad i troen,
that I would be preserved in the truth,
genom Guds kraft,
genom, yeah, through the strength of God,
må da Gud välsigne sitt eget ord på alles
hjärta, may God bless his own word in all of our hearts,
och hans namn vare äret och priset,
and his name may be glorified in his kingdom,
fra evighet och till evighet,
into forever and forever,
i Jesu namn,
in Jesus' name, amen.